Washington, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is informal that all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. I made my first fire in the wood stove today. Cool in the house. It was just warm enough, I guess. The furnace didn't come on this morning. I don't know, or maybe I just didn't hear it. But it sits back, I think, at 10 o'clock. And, it never got very warm. So finally I said, well, I guess it's about time. Problem with this kind of day is you make a little fire, you can't make too big, and then it goes warms up, you let it go out, and you got to make another one. Could have a cord's worth of kindling for the fall season, so I guess I'm gonna start it back up and warm it up a little bit in here. It's not bad, but it's 70-ish, and I'll give it a little more heat before the end of the evening, and of course it'll go out overnight, I'm sure. But I guess it's supposed to be a frost tonight, so we're getting to that time of the year. There are not too much new going on. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah. There's nothing like the first fire. It just seems like it's a signal for fall to start or fall weather to start. But yeah, I agree with the fire to take the chill off and take the dampness out of the air. That makes a big difference and get everything warmed up and bring it back to normal temp again. Very good. I don't have a wood stove, and sometimes I wish I did. There's nothing like a wood fire, just the fragrance of it, and watching the flames and whatever. Makes nice heat, but unfortunately, we don't have the room for it. Not even a fireplace, kind of a small place here. But it works out good. We've got hot air heat, and that does a good job too. All right. Well, we'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
Jeff, good evening. What's new?
Hi, good evening, Bill. Oh, not much. We had to work today, and we took down the rest of those trees, and so they're all down. There's still a lot of
some work to get them all caught up, but the big project for now is to get them all dropped. And so that's about it. We took a drive up to camp today and dropped some stuff off, and everything's looking good up there. The leaves are changing very slowly this year. I don't know. Kind of figured they'd be further along, but they're not. Anyway, that's about all I got to report. So N5 Radio W, this is KD2EAT.
Okay, Jeff. Well, it sounds like you had a busy day, and that's a lot of work. Doggone it, I got involved in that a couple of times myself. I don't know if I can do it anymore, but used to be fun in a way, but then it gets tiresome real quick, and that chainsaw is just whirling away on it, trying to get it all cut up. Well, I hope it gives you enough wood and heating everything for the camp up there, and you're able to put it away and keep it, I guess, dried. Yeah, get it all seasoned. Be good for good wood for next year anyway. Okay, KD2AIT, N5AOW, looking for Jack Hens. Well, I got up and around myself today a little bit. Got a few things taken care of I needed to, just at least got to start on some of the projects for fall preparation for winter. And got looking around, and there's more to do than what I thought there was. Seems like each year gets a little bit more, but maybe it's me just getting older and not looking forward to it, but in any event, it's got to get done. So that was pretty much it. I took a bit of time in the morning to get some of that done, a little bit early in the afternoon, and that was it. The rest of the day was R&R time, and I enjoyed that. All right. So N5AOW, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete and Jeff for checking in, those that listened. 73 to all, N5AOW clear.
Folks, key up on Boonville and don't bother. AJ2Q, John, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Afghan? A final call, with or without traffic. Final call for Afghan. Okay, nothing else there. That boat bill. I want to hear it. Thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. Now say 7-3 to all. This is KB2KOJ, Claire. Everyone for checking out. We got four of them here tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, that's what we got. 4. Thanks to everyone. Check-ins on Acton here are much appreciated. KB2KOJ, Claire.